Beneath the Cypress Tree by Margaret Pemberton. Read by Louisa Patikas. Kate Shelton settled herself in the front passenger seat of her father's dark green Riley and said, with loving exasperation, "There's really no need for you to take me to the station, Daddy. I've got plenty of time and I could walk it in 5 minutes."
"That's not the point, Catherine."
There was equal loving exasperation in her father's voice. "Then what is?" Giles Shelton put the car into gear and pulled away from the front of his 18th century home. The Capuchins lay in the shade of Canterbury Cathedral and was one of the finest detached houses within the city walls, its only drawback being that its Georgian splendour looked out onto an ancient cobbled street barely wider than his car.
"First of all, it's my pleasure to chauffeur you around whenever I have the opportunity to do so," he said, carefully navigating into another street only a little wider. "And secondly, in my day, no young woman would set off for a railway station unaccompanied."
Kate laughed.
"It's 1936, Daddy, not 1906. I've just come back from a year in Greece, somewhere I travel to and return from unaccompanied." "And you may remember," Giles said, "that I was very opposed to you doing so."
Kate did remember, and knew that she had been very fortunate that he had, after much persuasion, sanctioned her year of study in Athens. It had been the long journey, rail to Italy, then down the length of Italy to Brindisi, followed by an overnight steamer to Piraeus, that had caused him most concern. And she shuddered to think what he would have thought of some of the solo trips she'd made from Athens to other parts of Greece. To get to Mycenae, a major archaeological site only 56 miles from Athens, she'd sat in a stuffy bus for 2 days, her travelling companions black-skirted, headscarfed peasant women, with baskets of fruit and vegetables on their knees, which they'd either just bought at a local market or were about to sell at one. On the last leg of her journey, the woman next to her had been nursing a cockerel in a wicker cage. Suddenly suspicious that Kate wasn't listening to him, Giles Shelton cleared his throat and said, as they drove beneath the arch of a medieval gatehouse,
So what do you think, Kate? Are you in agreement with your mother and I that a position at the museum would be an ideal first job choice for you?"
Kate dragged herself back into the present.
"What museum? The British Museum? I should be so lucky. Permanent jobs like that are terrifically hard to come by and are impossible for someone fresh from postgraduate study with no job experience behind them."
Her father made a right turn towards the station car park.
"Then not the British Museum," he said, bringing the Riley to a halt and switching off the engine. "But what about the museum here, in Canterbury? Or a museum somewhere else locally?"
"I wouldn't stand a chance, and even if, in another dozen years or so, I did, curatorship doesn't interest me."
He looked so disappointed that she kissed him on the cheek.
"Darling Daddy," she said gently, "it's very sweet of you to try and be so helpful, but there's absolutely no need for you to worry about me. My plans are already made."